this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Islamic State fighters take more territory. Observers say Islamic State captured the last Syrian-controlled border crossing between Syria and Iraq. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Syrian forces fled the Al-Tanaf crossing, giving the militants control of the border. The monitors say Islamic State now controls about half of Syria after seizing the ancient city of Palmyra, putting its irreplaceable 2,000-year-old artifacts at risk of destruction. The U.S. State Department says it does not agree with the Syrian Observatory's estimation that Islamic State controls half of Syria. Islamic State fighters earlier this week seized Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. President Barack Obama designated Tunisia as a major non-NATO ally of the United States, praising its democratic reforms in the aftermath of the 2011 Arab Spring Uprising. Mr. Obama met at the White House Thursday with Tunisian President Beji Caid Essebsi. Mr. Essebsi is the first democratically elected leader in Tunisia's 60-year history as an independent nation. Myanmar says it will work to protect members of the country's Rohingya Muslim minority that are risking their lives to flee poverty and persecution in the country. According to a presidential spokesman, President Thein Sein says the government is committed to verifying the nationality of those in need of aid, as well as protecting and assisting Myanmar citizens. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced his long-awaited nominee for the post of defense minister. Mr. Ghani chose Masoom Stanikzai for the office. He has served as a minister and security advisor to the former Afghan President Hamid Karzai. This is VOA News.